Hey, thanks for coming in. I know you have better things to do tonight than visiting your professor's office, but these were my only available office hours this week, and I think it's pretty important for us to have a little chat. What's all this about? Well, as you know, your most recent assignment in your intro to creative writing class was to email me a creative piece to work on this semester. A piece that you wanted my personal attention and help with. And yours was particularly creative. See, normally students just send me their novels or some poetry, but you sent me what seems to be a script of some sort of erotic. Oh my. All the blood just drained from your face. Are you okay, sugar? Oh, you can definitely explain everything. Of course. You attached the wrong document to your email. Interesting. See, you're telling me that you write these pornographic scripts and you just post them on the internet and women perform and turn them into audio recordings? Well, ain't that a cute little hobby? No, don't worry. Despite how wildly inappropriate it is to send me such material, I'm not going to fail you or tell the dean or anything. And in fact, I'd like to keep this as your submission to the assignment. After all, I did leave it pretty open-ended. And your writing is quite decent, but it just seems to lack something. It needs a helping hand, you see. Yes. I'm accepting the story as your assignment, and I'd like to help you bring it to its full potential. So, why don't you move your chair to my side of the desk and we can go over it. You don't want to sit a little closer, sugar. You don't have to be afraid. I ain't gonna bite you. See, that should be more comfortable. Oh, thank you. You don't smell half as bad yourself. Is that a fresh cologne? Did you just put it on? Never mind. See. Okay, so let's look. The documents on the screen here say that the general premise I'm getting from your story is that a student who has a crush on his teacher, he stays late after class, confesses his love for her, and they proceed to be intimate in a rather explicit manner. Don't be embarrassed, sugar. It's a very common fantasy, actually. Lots of men, and yes, even women fantasize about having sexual relations with their teachers. And a lot of teachers often fantasize about having relations with their students. excuse me. See, there are a few places on the script that I think you need to help a little bit. Fleshing out, for example, right here, it's not really clear to me from a story's perspective why exactly she returns his affection. See, a teacher fucking a student is extremely risky for her career. While, for lack of a better term, there is some porn logic in play here, I think that some more reasoning for her actions would help to build her as a more interesting and sexually dynamic character. See, maybe she's unhappy in her marriage and needs some new dick in her life. Maybe she frequently catches him looking at her in class, looking at her with a certain hunger, and finds herself returning those little glances. And maybe, just maybe, she enjoys the attention. In fact, maybe she relishes in it. maybe the very thought of breaking all the rules and having her student get between her prim and proper legs just gets her pussy gushing, you know? See, you don't have to explicitly say it out, you know what I'm saying? In fact, it's better not to. It's better to hint it, tease it, make the listener think and wonder just enough to inflame the sexual imagination. Speaking of inflaming, I think my office's air conditioning isn't working again. You heard it making all that noise. It's getting a bit steamy in here too, so hope you don't mind if I take this cardigan off. Okay, now where were we? Yes, the blowjob scene. For a scene that you've set up to be so hot and seductive, you will. You describe it in such a clinical manner, like in this line she literally says, "Let me insert your penis into my mouth." See, I think someone of your creative talents could come up with something better than that. Imagine the teacher on her knees for her student. What do you want her to say? Wow. You look even more tongue-tied. Maybe a bit of role-playing might help set the scene better for you. Here, come sit on my chair right here and play the part of the student. And I'll kneel down here to play the part of the teacher. See, immediately the shift in dynamic is, well, dynamic. The younger man is now in the seat of authority and power, that is, the teacher's chair, while the older woman, the teacher, now puts herself in a very submissive position. Well, at least at first glance. Because you may have noticed it is the teacher that put herself here. It is the teacher allowing all of this to happen. As a younger man is still unsure of himself sexually, she is in complete control. See, it's these little knobs that you can turn when creating a scene. The little details of dominance and submissiveness that you can fine-tune to elicit the perfect taste of that rare and subtle spice that is eroticism. And now, we return to the question. What is it that you want the teacher to say? Still nothing? Well, we might need to take some desperate measures here to loosen that tongue yours. Take out your cock. Yeah, you heard me. Should I say it differently? Take out your dick. You're not doing a very good job of hiding your erection anyway. I might as well see it. Good job. Unbuckle that belt. There you go. I'll help pull all of this down to your ankles. Oh my. That is a very nice dick. Look at it. It's rock hard. Yes, and there's that pre-cum starting to flow. Don't look away. Don't look away. Look at me, sweetheart. Look down on your teacher, kneeling between your legs, with my lips so close to the tip of your cock, I'm breathing warm air. And your frenulum's just by talking. And so I'm going to ask you one more time, sweetheart. What is it you want me to say? What words do you dearly want to hear from this lips at this very second? Good. Good job, baby. You want me to say I'm gonna suck your dick? Or maybe you want me to say I'm gonna suck your dick? Or let's play it one more time. You maybe want me to suck your dick? But I think I like it like, baby, I wanna suck your dick. See, I like that. It's simple, but it's filthy. And despite all that bullshit I just fed you about the subtle power dynamics and fine-tuning the details, never forget that sexuality itself is at its essence very simple. All boiling down our most basic desires. For example, between you, a sexually aroused, springing young man, and me, a sexually fertile, available, plump woman to pleasure with your cock in my mouth. You want me to suck your dick. And the power of these simple, filthy words are amplified by the taboo of hearing them from your teacher's mouth. Someone who should not be saying them. And you who should not be hearing them. This is what gives it a particularly fine edge, don't you agree? After all, once the teacher sucks the student's dick, once that hard, throbbing cock slips past her lips, into the warm, inviting wetness of her mouth, there ain't no going back, sweetheart. The sweet, sweet sin of sexuality will be irrevocably changed in the natures of their relationships. Yes, that's a good line. Make sure you keep that in, baby. And see, that's where your story currently ends. Now, where do they go from here? You are correct. It does seem to be an awful waste of a good erection to just zip you on up and tell you to go on your way. And all of this has really got my creative juices flowing, if you know what I mean. Can I ask you something, sugar? Be honest now. Is this script and this story about little old me? Do you find me attractive enough? Did you lust after me? Did you write a story fantasizing about me so that you could post it on the internet and hope some woman would just perform an erotic audio about me? Maybe this says something about me, but that is kinda cute in a way. Just like you are kinda cute in a way. You really like me that much, huh? Well, I am your creative writing professor, and they do say that experience is the best muse. So I suppose it does behoove me to provide you with that sexual experience, you need to finish your writing assignment. So yes. I'm going to suck your dick, baby. Is this what you daydream about when you're in my class? Is this why you can't? You can't seem to keep your eyes on the board. I be seeing your eyes wandering, baby. Do you think about my tongue flipping across the head of your cock right before I take you down my throat? You never imagined that this could ever happen, did you? Let me take out my breath so you can get some big and ample inspiration. Oh yes, you like that, don't you, sugar? They are nice, baby. This only way Texan girls have them. Reach down and touch them. Just a little if you want to. Yes, that does feel good, doesn't it? Burn that image into your mind. The thin strands of pre-cum connecting my lips to your tear. Feeling my slippery red tongue dancing on your head. Perfect makeup on my pretty little face ruined by the sloppy stickiness of your cum. Your personal fantasies are coming true, baby. You haven't came yet. Good boy. I didn't think you'd be able to last this long, baby. So, I think that maybe you earned yourself a little reward. So tell me, what happens next in the story? You ain't figured it out just yet? Oh. Well then, I guess we'll have to write the ending together. Here, stand up, sugar. And help me get up like a gentleman does. Oh, hi. Aren't you an excitable thing? Making out with your teacher. Somehow this seems even dirtier than a blowjob. But that's enough for me, baby. I'm sorry, but I'd love to enjoy your puppy dog excitement, but I've been sopping wet for the past hour. If I don't get your dick inside me, I think I'm gonna explode. Let me unzip and take off this skirt. Bend over the desk and yes, baby, pull down my panties. Fuck. I must have dripped all over them. They are completely soaked. Now here's another image for you to burn in your mind. Something you can turn in to any time you struggle with writer's block. Your professor bent over her desk, spreading her legs, reaching behind to open up her cheeks and expose her sopping, wet pussy. Her pussy, which is achingly empty, and in desperately need to be filled with oh yes. Why don't you be a good boy and give me some more of that D, and I'll see what I can give you yes, baby. Yes, baby. A little bit harder there. My pussy feels good. Oh, good. Just you keep doing. You be a good boy. Oh, a good boy. And what? Oh, sugar. You wanna know if this is the first two knives I've ever fucked. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Bless your little heart. But to tell you the truth, you're not. And let me be honest, sweetheart. I'm sure most of the male students all want to fuck me. I'm no stranger to the attention. See, like I told you. It's a common fantasy, and for most, it just, it stays a fantasy. Oh, but if I like you, I'll play with it and tease it, and maybe show off a little more leg than I should. And I'll pick one of y'all. Y'all good boys. Come to my office and have a little playtime. Oh, yes, baby, right there. Harder. You gonna be a good boy for me, sugar. Oh, be my little good boy. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me with that beautiful dick of yours. Be teacher's good boy, sugar, please. Fuck me, please. Fuck, baby, you are a good boy. Very, very, very good boy. Don't you just love it when your story has a happy ending? I know. Now open up my drawer, baby. Let me clean you up with some of these napkins in there. And while I'm over here, let's go ahead and plan you another creative writing session next week around the same time, sugar.